In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we think about the reason why the Son emptied himself of glory and became one like us in all things but sin, in other words, when we think about why the Son became incarnate, we usually think about the crucifixion, that our Lord came to suffer and die and to be raised to the dead for us. And that is, it is good that we remember that, because when our Lord died upon the cross, he paid the debt of sin for us. And when he rose from the dead, he opened the gates of heaven for us also. But that is not the only thing that our Lord came to do. Our Lord also came to reveal God to us. That's why he taught. He reveals to us who God is and what God's will for us is. And he does so perfectly. No one is ever going to come along with an improved revelation of Christ. And if anyone ever says that they have a new revelation, ignore them, run from them, because that does not come from heaven, it comes from the other place. Now, much of what our Lord revealed had been revealed previously in fragmentary and partial ways, as the letter to the Hebrews says. It was revealed to us in fragmentary and partial ways through God's servants, the prophets. And so it shouldn't surprise us that our Lord, when he's asked about which is the greatest of the commandments, repeats the words of Moses that we heard in our first reading. What is the first law? You shall love the Lord your God with everything. That is the first and the greatest of all the laws. Now, we find God's will for us in his commandments. By the way, they're not suggestions. They're not really good ideas. They are commandments. Things which we are required to do or not to do so that we can be pleasing to him, and so that we can come into his kingdom. And so when Jesus is asked by the scribe, what is the greatest of the commandments? He said, the first and the most important of the commandments is to love God with and before everything. We need to love God more than our spouse, more than our family, more than our job, more even than ourselves. In short, we need to love God before everything. If we put God first, then everything else falls in line. If we love God, then we love the things which God loves. Which brings us to the second commandment. Now make no mistake about it, the second commandment is not equal to the first. It is dependent upon the first. You cannot do the second commandment unless you do the first commandment. You cannot love your neighbor as yourself unless you love God above all things. Let's remember, people are not always pleasant. People are not always likable, particularly our neighbors. You have that neighbor who likes to play rap at 1 a.m. Not a likable person. The person who cuts you off in traffic, or who drives 10 miles below the speed limit in the fast lane. Not lovable. And yet, we are called to love them. Not because we like them, not because they're pleasant to be around. Why? Because God loves them. How do we know God loves them? Because they're still in existence. If God ever ceased to love any one of us, we would just, poof, cease to exist. But God loves us enough to create us, to keep us in existence, and to suffer and die for us. That is true of us, and it is true of each and every human being. It is because we love God and we love the things that he loves that we are able to love one another. So now you know everything, don't you? You know the commandments, because those two commandments summarize all of the others. Every one of them comes under these two commandments. So you know all the commandments, so you're going to go right to heaven, right? Not quite. Because our Lord said to the scribe when he approved of Jesus' answer, not you are in the kingdom of heaven, but you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. Why is he not far from the kingdom of heaven? Because it is not enough to simply know the commandments. We have to live them too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.